Tracy Borgs, who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. And did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey.
Again.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Pork Therapy.
Well, you predicted that it was exciting. They'll find
out
on their
own. I guess
own.
We don't know if it's going to be exciting yet.
So far, the intro has been very exciting!
Indeed!
Well, okay, then.
I think I've never heard my voice go that high before. Or Mike's.
Wow.
Woo! I'm shocked! This is Michaela, my new co-host.
My friends
kidding.
Call me Whitney Houston. No, not Whitney Houston. Who's the singer that can sing super high pitch? The pop singer?
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Surprised that I knew that. But anyway, this is way off topic, Mike. You see how this happens? It happens every time. We just go on some weird tangent because we're making funny noises.
Haven't we even said who we are?
I don't think so.
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Yeah. This is Stephanie.
And this is Mike.
And yes.
We got off topic before we told who we are.
That's pretty good.
That's quick. That's like negative time.
Indeed. But we do have an actual question to get to tonight. Woo! Although before we say it, we should say where people can find us if they're interested.
Google it. All right, next.
Google us. Pork Therapy. That's true.
You can find everything about us on our website, porktherapy.com. And that includes where you can hear us, like the Liberty Radio Network, and where you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes and our female list and all kinds of stuff. And you can hear all our past episodes.
Indeed. And that's porktherapy.com.
Right.
Right. All right. So, should we get to the question, Mike?
I think we should.
Okay. Do you want to read it or should I read it?
I don't know. Should I flip a coin?
Yeah, let's flip a coin.
All right, you call
okay.
it.
Heads.
It's heads again.
What do you know? It's always heads. It's so funny.
Then maybe you should call tails.
Oh, okay, well, I won't do best out of three, but next time I'm definitely going to call tails. Okay, here's the question. Okay, so the question asker says, my friend keeps an online journal that's visible to some people, including me, but not her boyfriend. In it, she complains about the boyfriend all the time, and recently she began writing about information she discovered by spying on him. Ooh.
Bum bum bum. Or bum 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 bum.
Is that Inspector Gadget?
No, it's James Bond.
James Bond shows how much I know.
Oi. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so she began writing about information she discovered.
I do know Inspector Gadget too, though. Okay. He wasn't so much a spy. Okay, so back to the question.
Oh, my, endless source of entertainment. Okay, so she began writing about information she discovered by spying on him, like the fact that he has been talking with his ex-girlfriend. She was very upset about this, but did not want to confront him about it, because then she would have had to admit that she was spying. She's asking me what she should do. What should I tell her?
Hmm.
What do you think, Mike? What do you think about this whole effed up scenario?
I think it's effed up.
Yeah.
I think the woman who is... We better give these people names. So okay. The question asker is...
So the question asker is... Amanda.
Amanda. And her friend who keeps the journal is Barbara.
Barbara. Okay.
And
the boyfriend is Charlie.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that Barbara is an idiot. I think Barbara is self-destructive and is in a relationship that is not, she doesn't even enjoy because she's finding enough wrong with it to spy on him to find things. And she doesn't communicate because otherwise she wouldn't need to spy. She'd ask questions or tell what her needs are. And she's dragging her friend, Amanda into it by soliciting advice. In secret. Now, yeah. I'm assuming that Amanda is also a friend of Charlie.
Maybe.
You know, it's not a given, but yeah. Typically, you know, one of if there's a couple, mm-hmm. one of them has friends who is friends with the other of the couple.
Yeah.
Or at least friendly, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so, not an out-of-this-world scenario right. that so, Amanda could contact Charlie.
Right.
Yeah.
Or no, I was going to say the reverse.
Oh, oh,
Charlie might just say, oh, hey, Amanda, how you doing? And what's new? And, you know, what have you heard or something? Or if he ever gets suspicious and asks her, she is now in the spot of lying just because Barbara lied.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think Barbara's digging a big old deep hole.
Yeah. I mean, so, okay, Barbara is a drama queen.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, if she wanted to solve something, she'd solve it and not go secretly spy and find things out that she doesn't act on and then and tell her friends about it. That's
okay.
all.
Well, you know, we have to have some compassion for Barbara because, like, a lot of people, this is natural based on the examples that their parents have set from them. You know, their parents don't communicate with each other, and so what kind of behavior do they learn as adults? Like,
That's
they learn
true.
To model that. And so, you know, in government school, like, people don't talk to each other. They're encouraged to avoid conflict and just tattle on them, the teacher,
yeah.
you know, not solve any of their problems directly, not communicate. And so, I mean, most people grow up and this is the logical conclusion that they draw about how to treat their significant other.
And
you should spy on them.
For more details on that, listen to our episode with Brett Vinant from the School Sucks Project, because
Indeed.
We talk about just that kind of thing.
Indeed. Yeah. And you can find that on porktherapy.com, our website. Or on Brett's website, schoolsucksproject.org, right?
.com, I
sorry.
Think, yeah.
Sorry, Brett. but anyway, so, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a pathological situation. And in my opinion, Barbara, you know, doesn't deserve, like, admonishment, but she should work on some things about herself, right?
Maybe that's what Amanda should tell her.
Yeah.
Not what she should go do about the boyfriend talking to his ex-girlfriend, but what Barbara should do about her own actions of spying and not trusting her boyfriend and not communicating with her boyfriend and
yeah.
dragging Amanda into a lie, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Like, okay, so in this situation and scenario.
Scenario.
Oh, that's what we do on Pork Therapy. We invent words.
We inventize words.
Exactly. Anyway.
Exactamundo. I can't claim that one. That was the Fonz.
You are the Fonz.
Hey.
Okay, but so anyway, so Barbara writes in her journal, which she knows some people see who probably know her boyfriend and could potentially tell him. So there she's kind of creating this source for potential drama, you know, and she's involving people that have nothing to do with the situation. Barbara writes about spying on her boyfriend and finding out something that she doesn't like. Now, why would she spy? What would motivate her to spy? What do you think, Mike?
Lack of confidence
mm-hmm.
and probably an unhappy relationship to begin with. Like, if the boyfriend was always bringing her roses and they had great sex 3 times a day and they had lots of money and lots of, you know, toys and whatever and lived comfortably, what would she want to learn? But instead, she probably doesn't have sex as often as she wants, or it's not very good, or the boyfriend isn't very romantic, or as romantic as she wants him to be.
There's no trust.
There's no trust. So
see, I don't think roses a good relationship makes, but
No, you're right. I'm not saying that roses are important. I'm saying whatever it is that she wants doesn't have is the reason she's spying.
Right. So she's not getting some need met that
yes.
she wants, right? Or that she needs in a relationship. And also, I think that spying comes from insecurity.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, that's basically exactly what you just said, Mike.
Insecurity, yes, yeah. but also there are people who'd like to avoid conflict even at their own expense, and I think that's part of this. Because she could ask her boyfriend if he's talking to his ex or whatever it is that she wants to find out, but instead she's spying. She's
right.
avoiding the conflict. In fact, she spies and learns it and then still doesn't confront him.
Right.
But she's avoiding that conflict.
Right. Yeah, and she's, you know, we've established that she's probably spying because she's insecure, but instead of, like if she was just feeling insecure, right, she could ask her boyfriend, hey, you know, I'm feeling a little insecure, I'm wondering if you've been talking to other girlfriend, you know, your ex-girlfriend, you seem a little bit distant lately, I'm wondering if you're getting back together with her or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, she goes and spies. She doesn't even trust him to answer that question
right.
honestly. You know,
right,
there's no honesty here on either part. So
on either part, what do you mean? I mean, we don't know what the boyfriend he might be.
Yeah, that's true.
He
might answer that question honestly if she had asked him, but she doesn't perceive that he would be honest
right.
with her, so that's a
right.
problem
yep.
too.
Yep.
So okay, so she spies because she's feeling insecure, and you know, that's a problem. Like, she should address that insecurity. And if there's some unmet need that's sort of, like, contributing to that feeling of insecurity, like, if she feels that she wants to spend more time with her boyfriend, or if she wants his honesty and doesn't feel that she's getting it, or, you know, whatever.
Or intimacy.
Or doesn't feel loved, or doesn't feel appreciated, or whatever. You know, she should address that with the boyfriend. She should say to him, you know, I don't feel like you're being honest or straightforward with me. I feel neglected, or I feel whatever. She should tell him how she feels in, mm-hmm. in I statements, right?
Yeah, yeah.
and
sandwich it between compliments.
No, I think,
maybe.
What, you know, whatever. But, like, she should address that issue of her feelings of insecurity and try to get her unmet needs met. But instead, she's, you know, spying and creating drama and not addressing the real problem, because even when she spies and finds out something she doesn't like, and because inevitably that's what happens when you spy, you're going to find out information you didn't want to know.
Right.
She still continues to ignore the issue and not actually bring it up with him.
Yeah, so what does it even solve?
Nothing. It just creates more conflict.
We have a peanut gallery again, and they say...
I have a question that perhaps you can... Because you addressed why she would spy, mm-hmm. but haven't gotten to why she would then post it where people who know her boyfriend can see it. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because you said she's avoiding conflict so much. This is her way of taking care of it, because it's almost guaranteed
that
given time, it will get back to him.
Right. Without
her having to do anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of her friends, how many of their mutual friends see it. Mm-hmm. But if it's more than three, given time, he's going to know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be that this is the very case. You know, she's blabbing mm-hmm. to someone so that she can... So that it will come to a hilt and she doesn't have to take responsibility for it.
Right. She's creating some circuitous way for it to get back to her boyfriend and initiating a conflict without actually doing so.
Instead of calling her Barbara in our example, we should have called her Rube Goldberg.
Yeah, because she's inventing this convoluted way to actually bring up an issue that she's uncomfortable bringing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Amanda asks, what should I tell her?
Yeah.
And I think you should tell her that you don't appreciate... You know, you don't appreciate Barbara telling you things that you're expected to lie about if asked, right?
Yeah.
Actually, that's tricky, because secrets are sometimes important. So.
And I guess Amanda doesn't have to read her journal either.
That's true.
You know, one option is that for Amanda to tell Barbara, you know, I'm not going to read your journal anymore because I don't want to get involved with your personal issues with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Or, you know, see, I think Amanda should give Barbara some real honest advice, which is, if I were Amanda, I would say to Barbara, look, I think there are some underlying issues here with yourself that you need to address. One is that you're feeling insecure about this relationship.
But
you're having trouble dealing with it in a healthy way, which is to communicate about that with your partner directly.
Maybe you could even break it down more for Barbara, Amanda, and say you're feeling insecure, so you're looking for, you know, what your boyfriend's doing, and how is that solving it? How is your boyfriend ever going to change his behavior or learn that you're insecure or improve if you're not telling him about it?
Yeah.
And then when you find something out that makes you sad, you're too, I guess, scared, whatever the word would be, mm-hmm. to mention it then, because then you've spied on him to find out. So how is that helping you,
right,
Barbara?
She's in a trap. Yeah.
Right. So again, you're using questions, but to point out what she's doing isn't helping her.
Yeah. And you know, I think that's something that's probably going to be difficult for Amanda to say and difficult for Barbara to hear.
Yep.
You know, Barbara might feel like Amanda's attacking her. Oh, you know, you're supposed to...
Barbara
may feel like Amanda's supposed to be her audience and to support her whatever she does, no matter how pathological it is. But it is pathological. She's doing something that's hurting her and hurting her relationship, too.
Yeah.
So I think she needs to maybe take some...
And you know what else? Aligned with what the peanut said, maybe she's blabbing instead of talking to the boyfriend because she wants to be done with this relationship and, again, doesn't want the responsibility.
Yeah, that's another thing. A lot of people, we talked about this with
maybe
Brett, too, that people are afraid to end relationships.
Yeah.
And so they create these ways to find a way to make their partner dump them or to manipulate their partner into dumping them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry, Mike.
No, nothing else.
So, okay. I think a good friend would suggest to Barbara, like, end this relationship. It's clearly not working out. And take time off to work on yourself and address these underlying issues.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I agree with that. We don't know that this relationship is not only so bad that it needs to end or that it's unfixable. So you could say this relationship has problems and you should work on them and take time off to work on yourself as well. But I don't know if she should just say end the relationship. Maybe it's fixable.
I don't know. It seems unlikely, but yeah, maybe it is. Okay. Maybe. I don't know enough about the situation.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, maybe when Barbara says he's talking with his ex-girlfriend, maybe that means he's talking with it with his arm around her and he's talking with his tongue. Or maybe it means he said, hey, a letter came to my address for you and I can give it to you. So yeah. We have no idea what she means.
Yeah.
So, and we don't know actually if this boyfriend is kind of a good communicator and being hurt by this, or if he's just as bad as her. Who knows?
Yeah. See, I don't know. If I were this Barbara's partner, I would not want to be in a relationship with someone
Barbara.
Who spies on me.
Yeah,
that's kind of why I said
that. Yeah, okay.
So I think before she can be in any relationship that resembles healthy, I think she should take time to address those issues, please. So,
you know, that's a good point, because even if this relationship was able to be fixed, she's not going to fix it until she improves herself.
Yeah.
So maybe she should at least take a break and tell the boyfriend, you know...
Yeah.
I would tell the boyfriend, look, I'm having so much problems with insecurity and trust and communication that I even spied on you, and I need to take a break and you know, feel better about myself before I can be with you again or something.
Yeah.
I doubt that'll happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it, right?
I think so.
Do we have a comment from the peanut gallery?
No.
No.
The peanut gallery just left. They were spying on us.
Oh!
You're
going to report us to the
NSA? Zero chance of that happening.
I hope
it's a sliver.
Yeah. I hope you reconsider it for your future relationships, Barbara.
Yeah.
Or Amanda, tell her that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending us the question.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And if you would like to send us your questions, you can email
us. You can spy on us. We have a webcam on our
you
website.
You can spy on us. You can look through directly backwards through our computers from yours. Go to porktherapy.com, porctherapy.com. But if you see something you don't like, it's not our fault. Didn't Mike used to run a webcam from his desk like 24 hours a day on his website?
Yep.
See, if you go to that and you see something you're not interested in seeing,
that's kind of your own fault.
It's your fault. Mike doesn't have that anymore, so you don't have to worry
about
it.
I have a different take on privacy now than I did then.
Indeed. And we will probably talk about that in an upcoming episode,
right.
But we'll have to wait till next time for that. So
technically, we'll probably talk about everything in upcoming episodes sooner or later.
That's true. So we could really say that about anything. So metaphysical.
Boy, that... All right, you can send us your questions at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, and you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
And
you can hear us on the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm. Check
or,
them out.
Or on our website where you can hear all our past episodes.
Indeed.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, and until next time.
Spy you later.
Yeah, spy you later. I spy some problems in that relationship. Yeah. Anyway, until next time, don't spy on your loved ones. Happy, healthy communication, and we'll see you next time. Right.
Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. And did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatterly debop, shabadooey.